With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Speaking earlier, President Biden lauds the bravery of the veterans who took the cliff of Normandy on D-Day, the boys of Point du Hoc.
But these were American Rangers. They were ready. They ran toward the cliffs and mines planted on the beach by Field Marshal Rommel, exploded around them, but still they kept coming. Gunfire rained above them, but still they kept coming.
The region was memorialized by President Ronald Reagan in 1984 when he paid tribute to the boys of Point du Hoc. Also at SRNNews.com, National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira says temperatures from Southeast California to Arizona will be slightly cooler today, but it will still be hot.
We always recommend that when temperatures are warm, that people do take precautions. I mean, it may not reach the level of extreme heat, although with above normal temperatures, we do always encourage people to take care to not overexert themselves.
New record highs Thursday included 113 in Phoenix, 111 in Las Vegas. Death Valley National Park set a new daily high of 122. America's employers adding a strong 272,000 jobs in May, accelerating from April, and a sign that companies still confident enough in the economy to keep hiring despite persistently high interest rates. Last month's sizable job gain suggests the economy continues to grow steadily. A healthy job market typically drives consumer spending, the economy's principal fuel. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 43 points, the NASDAQ adding 15. This is SRN News. The world's largest children's book publisher releases a gay pride guide.
Scholastic says, quote, "We are experiencing an undeniable, joyous boom of queer literature for children. And the company wants to make sure that schools buy lots of those books. The Giant Publishers 2024 guide contains a long list of recommended books by homosexual authors, including ones aimed at kindergartners, such as My Moms Love Me by Anna Membrino, a story about a child being raised by two women." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Iowa Attorney General's office says it will resume dispensing abortifacients to victims of sexual assault, but in the practice of reimbursing victims for abortions. Attorney General Brenna Byrd, a Republican, paused that funding while awaiting the results of a comprehensive review of services that began when she took office in 2023. This is SRN News. Senate Republicans pushing a bill to impose sanctions on the International Criminal Court. Bob Agnew reports.
The bill comes even as the ICC ponders whether to grant an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The sanctions bill passed the House on Tuesday with the support of 42 Democrats and all Republicans. It enjoyed even greater bipartisan support until President Biden expressed opposition. That led most Democrats to reject the bill. It is not expected to pass the Senate, where it's likely to get full support from the GOP, but none from Democrats. Bob Agnew reporting.
A California Supreme Court ruling will allow the University of California to build new student housing at Berkeley's historic People's Park. The court ruled that a new law enacted last year invalidates the claims by two organizations that sued the school, saying that more students living in downtown Berkeley would add noise pollution to an already dense area. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.